No FOMO, no mo. Play a board game review for me.
Now playing a board game review recorded by the Smartcast Podcast.
Hey, Toast.
Hey, John. Hey,
what's that you got there?
This? Oh, it's a new game by Vindicated Entertainment. Huh. Yeah.
Oh, what's it called?
It's called Guillotine.
Oh, me guillotine.
No. Guillotine. Like, it's a ghoul. See, like this coded here, it's kind of like a zombie thing. Yeah. Guillotine. Yeah, it's a neat little, sort of spooky, Halloween-themed kind of game. Kind of supposed to be like a...
Look at that.
Sort of like a blackjack kind of a thing. Yeah, so when you're playing it, you and up to like about 9 of your other friends.
So 10.
You play these cards and you try to not be the person who brings the top score above a 13.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty cool. And I see each of the cards have, some of them have different special powers and abilities on them.
Yeah, it's pretty neat, right? Mm-hmm. Like this one here. Ah, if I play this one, you get a cup full of water thrown in your face.
Ah! Toast. What the? Let me see that. That's not on the card. Okay.
So that's not really a card, but it should be. Anyways.
Well, that's pretty cool. So you said this is from Vindicated Entertainment. Hey, we had Vincent Baker on our show.
You did.
Oh, gosh. Years ago when we were at Mortimer Myrtle Beach somewhere.
Yeah.
He lives kind of close by. Yeah. In fact, we've talked about at least one of his other games on the show before.
Yeah, Spellslinger. This one's so new, it's actually on Kickstarter right now.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's give it a game review then.
Yeah, okay. So, just a point of fact, this version that we're reviewing here is kind of an early review version. It's a print and play. So some of the stuff we say may or may not, you know, hold true to the final product. But here we go.
Okay. All right. So, again, the game is Guillotine.
Cool.
It's out on Kickstarter right now by Vindicated Entertainment. It's for 2 to 10 players, ages 7 and up, and plays in about
5 to 30 minutes.
Wow, that's pretty quick playtime.
Yeah, I know, right?
All right, so what's some good stuff we can say about this, Toast?
Well, the art's really good.
Yeah, it's really good art. It might be hard-pressed to find some of Vindicated Entertainment's games that don't have very decent art, very nice art.
Yeah, it's really cute.
And this one, it's...
I mean, scary. It's
Halloween themed, so it's movie monster type things, ghouls and ghosts and things like that, but it's also very cutesy. Hey, wait, this is a fairy, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a good fairy. All right. Bad fairy.
So, what else can we say that's good?
Well, it's got a quick playtime.
Yeah, it sure does. I mean, heck, we've played like about 2 or 3 games of it right here as we've been reviewing it.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So the rules are actually very easy to grasp.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know. A lot of the rules for the special cards are actually right there on the card.
Yeah. And this card right here is for tracking the score. It's pretty nice.
Oh, well, that's a nice little way to help keep track of what the score is for everybody.
You're right.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right. So... Now, you know, because we gotta say something bad about the game, too. Because that's what we do. You know, something good and something bad.
Right.
So what's something bad? I'm gonna make you say something bad about this game.
Okay. Well, some of the rules needed a little bit of clarification. And from our playing through it a few times with a few people, we felt that there needed to be a few more of the cards with the negative values.
Yeah.
But for bad, that's... Really not terrible at all, is it?
Yeah, I thought you were going to say something worse. Oh, well. Yeah, I got nothing.
Okay, so in that case, we get to our other category. What's some stuff we could say in our other category?
Well, it's a small box.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right. It fits easily on the shelf, doesn't take up a lot of shelf space, doesn't take up a lot of table space either. Oh. You can shove it in your pocket. You can take it around.
I plan it on the floor. And
from what I've seen on the Kickstarter page, it's actually got a pretty decent price point.
Oh, yeah.
So here's kind of a neat thing. If you really wanted more than the 10 players, I guess, if you had a lot of people getting ready to play this thing, you could just buy two decks.
Huh. Yeah, I guess you could. And just
there smash you go.
Them together.
You got it.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I like this. I like that a lot. So, some of the different rules that were being kicked around on this, because, you know, Vincent was hitting me up saying, hey, yo, toast dog, whatever.
Sure he was.
Here's some extra rules. There's a rule where if you're the last two players, instead of drawing the normal three, you draw five, and that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
okay. Makes an interesting element. We found that it changes the tactic somewhat, because then it's kind of favor to try to have yourself run out of cards in your hand instead of your opponent.
Yeah,
which is kind of unusual, but hey, you know.
Yeah, and there's a I believe he had said that the game plays best, 3 out of 5?
Yeah.
Which, you know, especially if the game's going pretty quickly, could be a lot of fun. That's a nice way to kind of expand the game out, especially if you got a lot of players. But if you're just, I find that if you're just kicking around and having fun, then you could just,
just play without doing the 3 out of 5.
All right, Toast, so would you recommend this game?
Yeah, I probably would. I probably would, yeah.
Yeah, and from what we found, it goes over really well with younger players. Huh. And that's a very relative term.
You're old. Yeah, old person. Well, would you buy the game?
You know, I probably would. It's a good, decent price point, and like I said, it fits easily on the shelf.
All right, then. Well, again, that was Goulatine by Vindicated Entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
Go and check out that Kickstarter for that game right now. Yeah.
Yeah, lots of monsters in that game.
Yeah, you know what my one complaint is, though?
I know what you're going to say. We all know what you're going to say.
Yeah, well, there's no kobolds in it. What's up with that? Ah.
Check out SwarmcastPodcast.com for more board game reviews.